accusations of misconduct at the Department of Veterans Affairs have some people questioning government performance measures. Some critics say government shouldn't waste its time with performance measures at all. Steve Kelman is a professor of public management at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government, writing about a different take in his lectern blog on FCW.com this week. Steve, I really would like to sit down sometime with you and somebody who thinks that the government shouldn't do performance measures at all and see how long that conversation lasts.
Well, I hope we could have a civilized conversation.
Well,
I am an advocate, I will confess.
Yeah, I would not suggest an uncivilized conversation, but I think it might start with, what are you thinking?
On either side, on both sides. That may be.
I suppose so. You are writing about what's going on at the VA, and you have a unique ability, which is terrific, I think, to see elements of performance in issues that other people don't see. What do you see when you look at what's going on in the VA right now, Steve?
Well, clearly, or at least it seems like we have a problem with falsification of the data. Now, I guess I'd say two things about that, or three things maybe. The first is, in a way, that's a good sign that people are taking performance measurements seriously enough that some of them seem to be willing to falsify it. I'm being a little bit ironic, but if nobody cared about it, if it just were out there and it was not getting any attention, nobody would bother to falsify. So we have a problem, but it's also there's some good news in the bad news because it means people are paying attention. That's the first observation I make. Second observation I'd make to people who sort of say, well, because people are falsifying the measures, we don't have any measures at all. I guess I'd say in the VA context, if the VA were not measuring wait time performance, in some sense, every veteran would be on a secret list. All the lists would be secret. There'd be no measures. We wouldn't know. Or the, you know, managers wouldn't know. Would be way, way down in the system somewhere, not visible to anyone to try to improve it. So I guess the way to think, one way to think about having no performance measures for the VA would be to say that would mean everyone would be on the secret list. Third point I'd make, also to the people who say what the conclusion from this is we shouldn't have performance measures, is I don't think it's any more appropriate to say that because we have a problem here with falsification that we should eliminate performance measures than to say that because of Enron or the accounting scandals, we should eliminate profit as a performance measure for companies. I mean, profit in most cases is one of the drivers of our economy and our prosperity, and it's a good thing. There are also, because it's such an important measure and because investors care about it so much, there are strong incentives to falsify the data. So you want to try to deal with that falsification. You don't want to get rid of the measures.
You write along that line, the suggestion that people might have died because of the falsification makes sense only if we assume that correct performance information about wait times would generate information about deficiencies that would then encourage corrective action. And then you write about the possibilities of reducing the risk of cheating, which gets back to what you talked about earlier about the reliability of the data. If we don't know that the data that we're looking at is reliable, then we don't really have a way to honestly measure what's going on. How do you sort through all of those pieces and come out of that with some confidence that any of the performance measures that exist are useful and that the data is meaningful, that something that you should make decisions on?
Good point. So first, I think to me, the big lesson out of this problem at the VA and where I hope President Obama will end up in terms of recommendations is that just as in the private sector 150 years ago, we developed an entire industry of accountants to come in from the outside and audit the performance data, financial measures that these companies had. Just as we developed that, and of course it's not perfect, we do have Enron, but it's much, much better than if we didn't have those outside auditors. I think that in government, as we become serious about performance measures, the incentives or the temptation to falsify or cheat is going to go up, and therefore we need greater auditing of the government's performance measures, just as the private CPA industry acts as outside auditors to audit GM or Procter & Gamble or Google or whatever. My own view is that's a good role for IGs. I mean, I'm sometimes critical of some of the things IGs do. My view is it would be a win-win, frankly, if IGs redirected some of their efforts of some of the lower value and just headline-seeking things they sometimes do now into a constructive effort to be the governments and agencies' auditors for the quality of the performance data.
The first agency or organization that I thought of was GAO, but the IGs have the ability that GAO doesn't, or doesn't have the opportunity to take advantage of as much, of being able to go about their own investigations of their own choosing. GAO is responsive to the requests of members of Congress and has its plate pretty full just doing that, it strikes me.
Yeah, as always, Francis, you're spot on. I mean, GAO has somewhat moved away from its traditional financial statement auditing responsibilities, which is a lot of what GAO did X numbers of years ago, into a more program evaluation. So I think that's a good move for GAO. I am inclined to think that the right people to audit the quality of performance data are the IGs. They're more in the knickers of the agency, so to speak, for good and bad. But I think in this case, it's for good. I mean, I think it's easier for them to, you know, get under the hood. But I think there is going to be some, you know, it's a skill to audit these performance measures. And I think there will be some retraining necessary. But I would like to see strategically a situation where one of the missions of the IGs becomes to audit the quality of performance information that agencies develop or present.
How do you go about doing that if you're the IG and maintain a level of independence? Isn't the impartiality, I guess, is what I'm looking for, rather than making it look like you're coming to find something bad?
Well, I mean, that's a problem or an issue for IGs in general. I think my own view, this is really a philosophy about how IGs should approach their job. In general, I think they should, I realize this is a very difficult advice to take, somewhat dial down the headline seeking and the, you know, weird examples and so forth, and try to dial up the kind of constructive oversight and constructive control function that I think that auditing performance measures represents. I mean, I realize I'm in some ways, this may be a real idealist speaking from Cambridge, asking IGs, anymore than I ask anybody else in Washington, to commit an unnatural act of not grasping for the headlines. So this may be a completely impractical, I mean, the general philosophy may be completely impractical. I mean, it may be very possible for IGs to adopt performance measures, but to do it in the way they do a lot of their other stuff, which is only highlighting the bad and only looking for horrible things and so forth. But I think those two things are separate. I'd like to see them change in both regards, Francis, and frankly, in their general philosophy towards how they approach the audit function, and also in some of the specifics they do, in this case, to do more auditing of performance information.
I understand.
The second may be more realistic than the first, frankly.
I understand and agree with what you're getting at there, but I do think this is the first time in the history of my program that anybody has suggested anyone committing an unnatural act. I'm not sure what that means. At any rate, you wrap this up, your latest piece, by writing, as government becomes more serious about performance measurement, the danger of falsification will increase. What does that mean about maybe the tack that inspectors general should take toward auditing this performance measurement? Does it mean they should be more skeptical? Does it mean they should assume the potential for more dishonesty? Or does it just mean something about how meticulously they will need to look at information?
Well, I think they need to start doing it more regularly. To my knowledge, I could be wrong, and be happy to hear from some readers some listeners.
That's all right. You've got readers. I've got listeners. We're all in this together.
Whatever.
Steve.
That's right. You got it. Saying that I'm wrong, I don't believe any IGs now systematically, on an ongoing basis, audit the 10 top performance measures or the top performance measures in each agency. I'd like to see something. I mean, you know, when companies issue their annual reports, every year there's a statement from the auditors about the reports, and the auditors report, give a big report to the board and so forth. I would like to see us evolve towards some version of that for the role of IGs with performance measures in government. I mean, right now, for example, in the VA situation, as best as I can understand, and I, again, may be wrong here, I think the auditors, the IGs came in to look at these problems in Phoenix on a sort of one-off basis, more or less. It's not an ongoing, repeated activity. I'd like to see auditing of performance measures, just like there are people in many agencies, actually IGs, who audit agency financial statements every year. I'd like to see something analogous take place with these kinds of quality or non-financial performance measures that agencies are looking at more and more now.
This is a great thought, as always, Steve, and I always enjoy having you on to talk about your insights. It's great to talk to you again, my friend.
Thank you, Francis. Talk to you.
Steve Kelman is professor of public management at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government, writing in his lectern blog at fcw.com. And we have a link later this afternoon at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth.